Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hi, y'all. This week, we are re-releasing one of our favorite episodes from behind the paywall.
And we're going to be back next week with a brand new episode. And we're going to be accompanied by some very special guests. So you won't want to miss it.
See you then.
See you then.
Sashir,
Nicole,
I have a bone to pick with Urban Outfitters.
Let's get into it.
I bought a zebra print chair from them in 2020. It is now 2021 and I have not received it.
I ordered a red chair from them in 2020 and now it's 2021 and I have also not received it.
I don't know what's going on with Urban Outfitters, but they take forever to ship you anything. That's not clothing.
Yeah, furniture stuff takes a very long time. Although, COVID. They do have like a COVID disclaimer on everything. That's like, it might take longer because post office stuff is taking longer.
Fair. But yours still hasn't been delivered. And yours, have you gotten a shipped thing?
I haven't even got a ship notification.
This is upsetting. Mine finally got shipped. I'm really excited about it. You better believe I bought a zebra print chair because she's a zoo woman. And
she's a zoo woman.
I'm putting tiger print on my couch, reupholstering it.
Oh.
Come on, zoo woman.
Wait, this is like your main couch in the living room?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So wait, is this the third? No, you have two cheetah ones and one tiger?
Wow. Maybe I shouldn't do this. I have, yes. So in my office in the back, I have a tiger print couch. Mm-hmm. In the guest room here, I have a very tiny leopard print couch.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to turn my TV room couch into a pink and red striped couch with giant tigers on it.
Great. You're a zoo woman.
A zoo woman who's filled with color.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I love colors.
Yeah, colors are great.
I also ordered something from Anthropology, a desk and like a hutch, because I have no storage in the guest room. So if someone were to stay with me for like more than a day, they would have nowhere to put anything.
Right.
So I was like, well, if people stay with me, I need them to put something somewhere. So I ordered this hut.
You need them to put something somewhere.
I need you to put your stuff somewhere.
Please, put your stuff somewhere.
Please. And I mean, also, I'm going to put some stuff in there. I'm going to put my pole shoes in there.
Nice.
Because they're on the floor. They don't have a place yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I ordered that in, I think, November or September. I don't know. Well, in the fall. And it said when I ordered it, it would not ship until March. And I was like,
oh my God,
what's March 2021? Is that even going to come? And then look at us raging towards March.
Really? You really are. It doesn't matter.
Oh, boy.
Have you already given away your fire pit? That's out in the front?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
I was going to ask for it.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't know I needed it when I saw it. So you're going to give it away. But now I was like, oh, maybe I'll need one. But
it's okay. You don't want it. It was very, very heavy.
Oh, okay.
Like the heaviest thing I've ever touched.
Mm. Great.
And rusted. It was like rusted on the bottom.
We'll just get a new one.
Yeah. Are you getting a fire pit?
I don't know. Well, we're looking at a place that has a backyard.
Uh-huh.
And it has plenty of room for. Mm-hmm. A fireplace, fire pit area.
you don't want this one. You want the nice one.
Okay. Great.
Or you want one where, like, you don't need the propane. You, like, put sticks in there and light the sticks on fire.
That would be nice, too. But then how do you... I don't understand how... Like, I'm not usually making fires. So when you don't want the fire to happen anymore and you only have sticks, how do you get rid of it? How does the fire stop?
A bucket of water.
I don't think that's... Is that right? Jordan's nodding. Okay.
So you put fires out. How do you think the cops in the trucks do it? The firemen.
The fire cops. How do you think they arrest the fire and take it away?
Yeah, how do you think they book the fires and take them to jail?
They cuff it with water.
My God, the fire cops. It is tough. I feel like I didn't have COVID, I don't think. But like, some people who've had COVID are like, I have COVID brain and like can't think of anything. And I'm like, is this just me? Are like people's COVID new normals my like every day?
Yeah. Well, it's good that you want to adjust. Oh, boy. You're just on everyone's level already.
I guess so. Just can't think of words. Fire cops. How embarrassing.
Yikes.
Oh, golly.
No, we're glad that they're not cops. We'd be having marches to be like, fire stop lives matter.
Fire lives matter. Oh, boy. Have you seen this, like, tweet that's going around where it's like, Trump being banned from Twitter is like the bakery saying no to gay people. And I was like, this is a terrible equation. And I couldn't put my finger on it. And then I saw a bunch of people being like, yeah, no, it's not the same thing. And I can't remember the, oh my God, what is the word? The, when you use something to describe something, what's that called?
Metaphor?
An analogy. So.
yes, not what you said.
Wait, what's an analogy?
No, that is
right.
Yeah, you did. But.
And what'd you say?
Metaphor. But it's just funny that you were just like, yes, a different word.
But the analogy they used was like, oh shit, I can't remember, but it was just like, don't use that one. It's not the same thing as like people denying people of like basic things when this person's incited violence and is like not okay.
And Twitter has clear guidelines of how to use the app and how to be
and he's
safe
been,
and civil.
He's been not doing that for 4 whole years. Or before that, for the whole time he's out of Twitter, he's been like, I'm going to behave as poorly as possible.
It's funny to watch any documentary in the last 20 years, because they'll pull up a Trump tweet and reference what he was talking about, like like Central Park 5. And then, you know, not even a tweet. He pulled out a full fucking page out of the Times or whatever to talk about how they should be under the jail because they're heathens and they're thugs and it was just racist as fuck. And then there was another, the Jinx that I watched. There was like a tweet about Robert Durst and I can't remember what it was said, but I think that he did kill her or something like that. It's just like, he really just like talks about before he held office, he was just talking about literally everything that was happening.
Yeah, he had things to say about Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart.
Yes,
which is
a
lot. Sir, what is wrong with you? I mean, like him if you want. You're not my friend. But, like, he's just a fucking weirdo. That's, like, the real thing I don't fucking get. I'm like, so this man that you, like, fucking love and adore is the weirdest fucking person? Okay. Okay, girlfriend.
Yeah, he speaks to something in some people, I guess.
I mean, he's not speaking to me. I don't understand what he's speaking. Give me Sleepy Joe. I probably won't stop calling him Sleepy Joe. I think it's a really funny.
I mean, Trump is good with nicknames.
Very good.
Pocahontas. What did he call Marco Rubio? Little Mark, or
little Mark,
little Mark,
little Marco Rubio,
something like that.
I mean, it would be nice if like he didn't have as much power as he has.
Yeah.
To be saying all his bullshit.
Yeah, it's not funny when it's like there's real consequences.
Yeah. But, you know, onwards and upwards, we get in Sleepy Joe and Kamala. Did I say her name right? Kamala? No, Kamala.
I think it's Kamala.
Kamala.
I actually don't know.
Wait, can we have the keys? Do you know? What's the pronunciation? I, like, always look it up and always, like, fuck it up after I leave looking at it. I think it's Kamala. 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 No. Tomahawk steaks. I have been craving red meat.
Oh.
Like no other sashier.
Are you on your period?
I was.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very weird cycle. A drip dropped for like half a day and it was gone.
Hmm.
Beautiful, stunning. I loved it.
It's Kamala. There's a very cute video online of a bunch of children doing it wrong and then them doing it right. That's very adorable. But it's Kamala.
Kamala.
Great.
Great. Love it.
I'm glad we figured that one out.
Me too.
Did you see that Vogue published the wrong picture or something?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's a bad picture they picked.
It was a bad picture.
I was why you pick something where she looks unsure.
People keep saying Anna Wintour just doesn't respect Black women, which is like, it doesn't even look like it's disrespect. It looks like active like hate, like like the Black women who are usually on the cover, they just like, they're not lit well, mm-hmm. or they're like, it's just, it's not complete. And it's like, why? Yeah.
Who was it who looked, was it Simone Biles?
Simone Biles,
had
yeah.
her looking gray and ashy and shit.
Yeah.
That one, right? But then Beyonce's covers always look amazing.
I think because she handles it herself. She hires her own photographer. She probably is the last say on it.
Mm.
I'm sure she like has a ton of rules as to why you get the privilege of having her on your cover.
Man, Beyonce. Imagine like being friends with Beyonce.
I imagine that every day.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. If anyone listening knows Beyonce, can you let her know that we are two fun Black gals looking for Beyonce?
We're looking for her.
We're looking for her. We'd like to find her.
We're searching the streets.
Just, you know, hang out with her for just a little bit, you know, just a little touch, you know.
That would be nice. That would be a dream.
It would be so nice. But like, what if we hang out with Beyonce and she's not fun? What if she's not fun?
Whoa. I guess I never thought about that.
I'm just thinking about it now.
I guess. I mean, she does seem like all work. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen interviews where she's like, I don't do anything fun. And that might be true. You know, she's like, she might just like run on a treadmill and heels and sing. And then... eat something keto, and then takes care of her kids, and then goes back to recording.
But we have fun. But if I were to ask you, what do we do for fun? Could you answer it?
No.
Me either. So that settles it. Beyonce is great, and she's a ton of fun.
We figured it out. We've cracked the case.
We did it. We did it.
I mean, yeah, she seems fun. She seems like she can be goofy and funny mm-hmm. and silly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So the search is back on. We are looking for Beyonce. If you know her, let her know we're looking for her.
We'll
not
babysit
in
Blue.
A threatening way. We're not going to babysit Blue. Blue can go do her own fucking thing. We're
That's
here
true. She's
for
like
Beyonce.
A grown... She's a grown kid now.
Yeah. We can watch the other ones. Sir and Rummy. Rummy?
Yeah. Rummy? Rummy? Rummy.
Rummy. Mm-hmm. Roomy. Do you have shows booked for later this year?
Mm-mm. Do you?
I do, for the summer. And I was like, are we gonna be okay? And then I was like, where am I gonna practice before I charge people to see
oh my god, yeah.
an hour of comedy that I haven't done in a year?
You know, that's a great question.
But maybe people will just be understanding.
I'm sure. Honestly, people will be excited to go outside their home.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You really just quelched that fear that I had in my heart for something that's happening 6 months from now. It might not even happen. Because who knows?
We don't know.
Who knows? We might still be inside in the summer. I swear to God, if we're still inside by the summer, I will roll up to the White House and say, give it to me, please.
I know you keep them here. Give them to me.
Yeah, wake him up. Give it to me.
Stop being so sleepy and get me these vaccines.
Get me the drugs I need to live.
Yeah, I hope we're not still locked up by the summer.
We can't be.
We won't be.
We manifest. Won't be. We're going to manifest this shit. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me the other day, they were like, was your October really that good? And I was like, wow, people are really, really mad at me for like claiming things for myself and want to be like, you were wrong. And I hate to tell you, I had a great October. Yeah.
You had a great year.
I had a really nice October where I shot a pilot with like my friend. Like it was a nice time. I mean, I didn't manifest anything past October. And then the next month I fell right down my stairs.
Yeah, you got to keep manifesting throughout the months or else otherwise, the universe is be like, oh, I guess she's done. So she got to sit her ass down.
Also, my dog has taken to pushing me around. Like I was about to step down into the like my TV room and Clyde just nudged me and I was like, whoa, Clyde. And then he was just sitting there and I was like, I know you pushed me. But then he watches me go up the stairs.
Oh, he's making sure you're OK.
Yeah. He'll go up like two stairs and turn around and watch me. Aww. And then go up two stairs and turn around and watch me. That's and then if cute. I've taken too long, he'll leave me at the last two. He'll just be like, Jesus fucking Christ, fucking come on you big bitch, you can do this.
That's really funny.
Yeah. He'll wait the whole time when I'm standing, but when I was boot scooting he would just be like, no, this is slow,
I don't have time for this, I have to go stare at something.
I have to run around a room and demand food. Oh my God, so he's not vegan.
Whoa.
I know. He can eat salmon.
Okay, great.
So the doctor, the veterinarian said...
The dog cop?
The dog cop. The dog doctor cop said that that vegan food isn't good for dogs. But then I couldn't really find anything online that supported it. And then the food she gave him made him itch so hard that he like made himself bleed.
Oh my God.
Like he was itching so hard. And I was like, no, he's definitely allergic to this. So then I was like, I like went online. I was like, what are dogs the least allergic to? And then like two websites were like salmon. And I don't know why. I think I just like tried beef, chicken and was like vegan and didn't try salmon. Try that salmon, baby. My baby not itching no more.
Oh, so wonderful. Yay. Good job.
Thank you. Finally, 5 years in, figured out what my dog can eat. Oh, boy. I couldn't be a mother. Like, I could not be a mother. Like, my mom, she didn't figure out I could eat anything until I was 10 years old. I was eating blueberries and bologna for the first 10 years of my life.
You wouldn't do that.
You'd be surprised what I'd do to a child. No, I'm kidding.
What the hell?
I'll only feed children bologna and blueberries.
And it's not too far off from how I grew up, honestly.
Really? Bologna and blueberries?
Honestly, not even the blueberries, just like bologna.
Growing up, I liked peanut butter and bologna sandwiches, and then the children made fun of me, and then I never brought it to school again.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the few times I've allowed others to invade my little brain and dissuade me from doing something weird.
Yeah, otherwise you were wearing tutus and...
Oh, yeah, baby. I love wearing a tutu as a full-grown adult. I mean, right now, I'm wearing stripes and leopard print. Two neutrals to me.
They complement each other very well. They actually do.
Thank
they look great
you.
Together.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Oh, yeah. But I did find out Germany has lady glory holes.
Whoa.
So the search has come to a close.
Okay.
And I have to wait till COVID is over when I don't need a glory hole anymore.
Now, what is the orientation of these glory holes?
So it's like being sawed in half, that trick where there's like a thing over your torso, but leaving your little puss out.
Oh.
And you're laying down and the people who are coming see legs that are strapped to like the wall up in a V, and you go to town on them legs.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but the only drawback is, what if nobody fucks you?
That's the only drawback? My main drawback was, what if someone has an STD? What if they don't use protection? What if they bite you? You're like strapped in. There's so many other worst case scenarios than what if they don't fuck me?
I would be so sad. That is the ultimate form of rejection, to have your pussy just out and nobody wants to fuck it. But sure, your concerns are valid as well. But my concern is, what if nobody fucks me? But I assume if you're going to a sex club, it would be like, maybe I'd just be like, please use a condom. Or I'd write that above my hole. Like, please.
Condoms. Put an arrow to a bucket of condoms. Like, use these for this. And an arrow pointing to your pussy.
Yeah. Or maybe I'd wear a dental dam.
You could do that.
Right? And then that's just like protecting myself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like people, if you had a dick and you saw, you know, the bottom half of a woman and the choice, you know, you had the choice of whatever you're going to do. I think a lot of people would fuck because they also want the sensation. They also mm-hmm. want to get off. Although some people do get off just eating out a pussy. But
yeah, I mean, I think I'd ask for all of it. I think it, excuse me, will you fuck me and eat me out? Thank yes, you. Please.
Fuck and suck, please.
Yes. So yeah, that's the it's ended my search.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I started a new search for a Dutch dating site because I'm going to import a Dutchman. And I texted Michelle. I was like, ask husband if
Michelle
he
Buteau.
Knows. Yes, Michelle Buteau. If she knows or if he knows a reputable Dutch dating site for internationals. She has yet to have gotten back to me. She's probably busy raising her family.
I mean, really. She's like, I'll get to this later. That's fun.
That's the new thing Nicole Byer is doing because these idiots here are not cutting it.
Yeah, get a Dutch.
And I found one on my own and I filled out this extensive questionnaire. When I tell you it was question on question on question, it was. I got to the end of it and they were like, all right, give us your credit card. And I was like, no. No, what if you're going to steal my whole identity? Mm. No, I can't even read this website until I translate it. Mm. So that's when I texted Michelle.
Is this a site or are there sites that's like open to the whole world? Or is it like America and one country? Or is it, you know, like, is it open? How open is it, I guess?
Well, the one I was looking for, or the one I found, was just like Dutch people. Uh-huh. But like, you could be a non-Dutcher. Like I said, I was in LA and they were fine with it.
Huh. Okay. Great.
So I don't know. I'm looking for like the Dutch Tinder. Dunchter. That's bad.
Ew, yuck. That sounds really bad. Dunchter.
That's where I am. I've lost my mind.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I like well wishes. That feels good to me. Also, someone sent me a coloring book.
Oh, yeah, you asked about
that. Of people fucking. I don't know who sent it to me, but it made me cry because I was like, even cartoons are fucking. I texted my sister. She didn't send it to me. And that's where I ended. You and my sister. Yeah. Don't know who else could have possibly sent it.
I don't either. And there's like no note or anything on
no,
it.
People keep sending me things with no notes. Yeah. I know when you send me something now because it has my other name on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have one more thing coming too.
Did you get something from me?
Hmm. No.
Hmm. Not well, yet. I don't know if it was delivered.
Then I guess I didn't get it.
I guess we'll never freaking know.
Okay. What is this, Urban Outfitters?
I'm so upset that, like, it's taking so fucking long.
Yeah.
It's rude.
Freaking rude, dude.
Okay. I'm going to see if it was delivered. It was shipped.
Okay. Okay.
And you'll get it between the 13th and the 25th.
Ooh, let's see if you're shipped yet. It.
And this is what people are tuning in to listen to see if our packages have shipped.
This is yours is not shipped yet, so it'll probably come at the end of the month.
Dang, what is it?
You'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. I did buy new face stuff. So okay, my makeup lady who I love, Jen, was using this black opal. It's a concealer, black opal concealer, and it's like a drugstore brand, but like it's really good at contouring.
Ooh.
And it blends really nicely. So then I bought this black opal.
Oh, I love the presentation.
It's called Event True Flawless Liquid Foundation, and it has pretty decent coverage. It's medium to full, and there wasn't a dupe for what I wear in MAC, so I mixed this with the concealer, and it's been, like, really nice.
Nice.
And then I bought skincare things. This is a brightening gel for my skin tone to get rid of my little acne scars.
Oh.
And I also bought a skin tone brightening cream to, you know, get rid of my acne scars. Mm-hmm. And then a tone correcting cream for my acne scars. And I'll tell you something. I don't know if it's working.
Yeah. There's so many products that say they'll do the thing, and then the thing is still not done.
I don't even know if it's, like, moisturizing me. That's, like, the weirdest thing about it. And then I was like, this is old packaging. Is this old?
It does look pretty old.
Yeah. But I gotta say, like, I like Black Opal's makeup. I'm just not, I don't know how I feel about their skincare.
Mm-hmm. Did you read reviews?
No, I just bought it because I really liked this concealer that Jen was using. Mm-hmm. And then I like the foundation. I think it's good for like a quick and dirty, like doop, doop, doop. I got it on and I gotta go do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also bought Drunk Elephant.
I heard them.
Yeah, I like Drunk Elephant, I think. It's, like, rather hydrating. Their moisturizer is not greasy and it's not heavy, but, like, my face feels like it's, like, ooh, hydrated.
My best friend, she loves Drunk Elephant. And I actually just reached out to her. Mm-hmm. She suggested, it's called Crave Beauty with a K.
Okay.
Oh. And it's this woman who, like, you know how, like, the Korean face is really intense and there's a lot of steps. And so she was like, I want to simplify it. And so I bought all the products. And I think there's, like, five right now. And I've never had my face feel so soft before.
Oh.
Wait, I was like, maybe I have to buy some Crave.
Yeah.
I think you do. The one I suggest is the serum, which is called Barrier Relief.
Barrier Relief. Crave with a K.
Yes, Crave Beauty. So I will tell you, it does smell a lot like celery.
Interesting.
It is so wonderful. It's so wonderful.
It does smell like celery.
Oh, welcome back, Kimmy.
Hello, Kimmy. We missed you.
I missed you guys. My power flickered. It was very strange.
Oh, no. But now it's back on?
It's back on. I'm here to go. And I really want to know what smells like celery.
I was letting them know, my best friend, she said that Crave Beauty was a great face cleansing line. And so there's a serum that's called Great Barrier Relief. And it's such a great product, but it smells like celery. So, but it's so soft. My skin's so soft afterwards.
Yeah. And I was saying, maybe I'll get me some.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I don't like this Black Opal stuff. It's not moisturizing, which is a bummer because it's a black brand. I don't know if it's black owned, but it's they have dark colors.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you using, Sashir? What do you use, Sashir?
I've actually been using Curology.
Oh.
And I do like it. I feel like I would have, like, tiny little bumps on my forehead that weren't like pimples, but just, like, it wasn't even. And I don't know if it's the cleanser or the moisturizer, but something is making it, like, smooth. So that's good.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, my skin's been pretty smooth since I've been using it for the last 4 months or something.
Wowza. Nice.
Yeah.
I bought this. It's called Bum Cream, and it's supposed to be, like, this firming butt cream. But I thought maybe it would firm my whole body. So I put it on my whole body, and it's not, like, moisturizer. I don't know what the fuck this cream is, but it's not good. And when I was in Santa Clarita, no, is that where I was? Yes, Santa Clarita. I kept putting it on my legs and then going to set and then being like, look at my legs. And they'd be like, Nicole, you need moisturizer. Because they would be the ashiest. And I was like, I just put this on an hour ago. So then Jen gave me Kiehl's and I was like, oh, this is moist. I think I really fucked up my legs for that week.
Because
I didn't really use lotion. And then my body's like, oh, so this is it now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm the driest I've ever been.
Cocoa butter is also good for like keeping things smooth and also moisturizing.
Mm.
And it smells good.
Get some cocoa butter.
Mm-hmm.
I have to figure out how to like, this is going to sound gross, but I have like dead skin on my feet from, or my foot from not being able to like wash it properly for like a month. And how do you get dead skin off your feet?
I just bought a little like electric scraper. It's battery powered and it has like a spinner and it's like rough and it just goes and you can use it in the shower or you can use it outside of the shower if you on your dry foot if you want. But yeah, it gets the dry skin. My skin, my feet have been very dry because I've just been inside walking around barefoot and the air is super dry and I haven't had to go anywhere. So I've been putting lotion on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when I first used it, I was like, damn, it was like just like white powder floating in the air. It was like a, like passing by a construction site. It's like someone jackhammering concrete and just, like, plumes.
How upsetting. What an upsetting visual.
But now they're smooth.
Okay. Maybe I'll get that.
Yeah, I'll send you a link.
Yeah, I need something because I was like, this cannot be. When this boot comes off, this truly cannot be.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah, it'll be good to have like a little spinny thing. Because also there's like scrapers and stuff you can use with your hands, but I feel like you have to like scrub really hard.
I mean.
Maybe you don't want to do that on your foot that's healing.
No. Also, I just really miss getting pedicures, you know?
Pedicures are nice. Yeah.
I miss getting my nails done.
Yeah.
I guess I could. I don't even know if nail salons are open. I don't know what is open in LA.
Yeah, I don't think they are now. They were at one point.
They were at one point.
On the street during the
I think they're closed now, but you can still go to the Grove, which is like insane.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's confusing.
Yeah.
And then did you hear that our tests that we use at Dodger Stadium produce false negatives? Yeah, produce false negatives?
No, I did not
hear
that.
Yeah, the curative tests are faulty. They're meant to be used on symptomatic people, not asymptomatic people. And that's just the test they've been doing for the whole
for everybody.
The whole LA. Yeah, and they think that's what's leading to like the surge in cases because people were getting tested and they were negative and they were like, great, so I can go see my friend. And then it's like, no, you might have had it.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's been, like, not okay.
To say the least, it's not okay.
Not okay. Actually, Kimmy, can you, like, verify that for me so I'm not spreading false news, fake news?
Yeah, this is fake news.
I don't think so. I read it somewhere.
I think you're right because LA Times just released something on their Instagram about Dodger Stadium. I didn't read the article, but I think you're right, Nicole.
Damn. Yeah. NBC just posted or shared today or yesterday. LA County discontinues curative COVID-19 PCR tests over concerns of false negatives.
Dang. This is wild. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for me.
I don't like it. No, thank you.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
Should we do a quiz?
Or maybe we should do questions.
Let's do questions.
Yeah.
Shake it up, baby.
Ooh, wait.
Oh, yeah, daddy. Shake it up. Oh, my God. Did you see that? We talked about that offline. That girl wearing the daddy hat who yelled at Gail.
The nerve. The gall.
Gail, I'm going to stop you right there. Oh, boy. She's perfect in
every
single way.
Also, I was like, why are we giving her any airtime? Fuck this girl.
Because she's white, Sashir. Yeah. And white people need outlets to say, I'm not racist just in that moment. I was angry. That's not who I am. It doesn't define me. I'm a good person. So what say you?
So where's my reality show?
Okay, so this is our first letter. Hi, Nicole and Sashir.
Yay.
I'm a really big fan of the podcast and your guys' friendship. I always recommend giving best friends a listen to anyone who hasn't already told me to shut up about my podcast recommendations. I could really, really, really use some advice right now. Sorry in advance, this is kind of long. My friend, let's call him Chris, and I have known each other since we were 11 years old and we're now 22. We dated for 2 years in high school, our junior, senior year, but after breaking up, we have been pretty good friends, or so it seemed. Our first year as friends after the breakup, I asked him if we were good, and he did confirm, yes, that this was for the best as we grew as people. We fell in and out of touch the next 4 years, but kind of always had each other's backs during breakups, medical issues, and life updates. Now that we're 22, I have a girlfriend. I'm bi, and use she, her, hers. Thank you for always using pronouns. And he has a girlfriend as well. He met my girlfriend. I've met his girlfriend. And we've all been getting along pretty great. I thought that we were both pretty happy in our current relationship. But a couple weeks ago, he sent me a message saying that it would be best if we never interacted with each other again. He said the breakup was actually incredibly hard for him. And because of that, he's making it hard on his current girlfriend. He's been dating her for months, and I've been dating my girlfriend for a year. We haven't really talked or interacted with each other for a while, so it came completely out of the blue. I told him I was confused, and I asked him if we could talk about it, but he kept shutting me down, saying it was easier this way. I asked him if he still liked me, and he blocked me after that. He also deleted himself from our mutual friend group chats. I'm absolutely devastated and heartbroken and furious and confused. I feel like I lost my best friend, and I don't know what to do about it. Everyone tells me it's for the better, and that this was none of my business as it's his time to grow. Still, I feel used and furious, like he was faking being my friend for 4 years and that I was a replacement holder. I really hate that. I can't let it go. It's been a couple of weeks, but I still feel so hurt by this. I'm shaking. Please help. I could use some closure on this, and I don't know how to let this whole situation go without feeling like it'll fester into resentment later. Thank you again for everything you do. Please stay safe and remain wonderful. All the best.
Wow. Damn. I don't think this person needs to feel used or like they were a replacement holder or anything. I think Chris was genuinely a friend, but also was being honest that it was hard for him after the breakup, and it's probably hard for him to see her in a new relationship. And it may be a situation where he was talking about it a lot with his current partner.
Yes.
And that, and maybe it was for the best for everybody mm-hmm. that he just really stopped hanging out with her, stopped maybe looking at her online, whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he probably didn't want to answer. Does he still like her? Because he probably does.
I think that is the answer. That's Do you still like me? I blocked you. Well, it's like, it's not because I don't like you. I
also like, he doesn't want receipts. You know, he's texting, yeah, I do like you still. And then his girlfriend yes. sees it and, you know,
yes.
the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you've been told is correct, that it isn't your business, that it is his time to grow. And you can cherish the like, this is something I have an issue with. I'm like, well, but it could have been this, it could have been that. But it's like, well, we had like a month together or whatever, or like we were friends for 6 long years and that was beautiful and it's time to move on. So it's like you can cherish the 4 years you had as friends, the 2 years that you dated, and that's it. It was a good run and maybe you'll reconnect later in life. But like for right now, this person needs to not see you because it might hurt him.
Yeah. And as his friend, you should want to do what you can to help him not get hurt. Like
mm-hmm.
This is what he's saying he needs in order to be okay right now. And whether, yeah. you know, just because you are able to be friends with him and you do want the friendship to keep going while you're both in different relationships,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that's what's good for him. So you got to listen to that.
Yeah.
And respect that.
Yes. That being said, Sashir, if you ever cut off contact from me, I will throw myself off a bridge. and it will be your fault. I do not care how much you need to grow. You cannot grow without me.
I wouldn't dare grow without you.
I'd be so mad if you grew without me. But also, back to this, like, it also says that they hadn't been interacting that much mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. of late.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that was them weaning themselves off of you. And I really think, like, you can reach out after, like, a year or two if yeah, you're still feeling feelings. But, like, right now, just let him have a little bit of time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fine. Also, what, you guys are 22?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, him blocking you may seem extreme, but he's yes. a 22-year-old boy who doesn't yes. know how to properly communicate with how he's feeling. So this is honestly the best he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that you got a precursor to this is wonderful. Like, yes. he could have just blocked you, and then you had no explanation as to why this was happening at all.
Uh-huh.
And then you're even more confused. But he let you know, this is not good for me, and I had a rough time after our breakup, and this is for the best. And then he blocked you, and you know, that kind of mm-hmm. sucks. You yeah. you know, you would wish that that didn't happen. Yes. But again, he's 22. So mm-hmm. I commend him for doing this much and communicating as much as he did, because that's hard. These are hard feelings. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is what everyone I've ever dated, I end up deleting their numbers so I don't text them anymore. And then I, like, if I have found them on social media, I block them. So I don't, like, you know, spiral. Sometimes that happens. Like,
yeah.
if you're like, I truly can't get over this person. So I'm, like, just spiraling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I say take his word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the years you did have together. And then maybe one day when you guys are a little older, you can reconnect and be friends. But
yeah, but until
right
then,
now, he needs some time.
Yeah.
Also, like, be proud of how much you rocked his world.
Yeah, bitch. You rocked the fuck out of his world. He can't function with you near.
Yeah, he is spinning without you.
You know, I wish I had any sort of remote influence on somebody like that. Everyone I've ever dated has been like, I'm doing great, thriving even without you. And I'm like, how is that possible? I'm the most interesting person you've ever met. I tolerated your boredom mm-hmm. or your boringness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do another.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I've been a fan of Nicole's podcast and was so delighted when I heard you have a podcast together. Perfection. I have something that kind of bothers me and I want to let my friend know, but sometimes I feel it may not be necessary. So I've been divorced for about 4 years now from an ex I was with for about 8 to 10 years. A couple years ago, my friend got married, and about a year later, she separated from her significant other, and I've I've been her confidant and helping her through it. He cheated. It's been a couple of years since they separated, and every now and then she'll process the situation or things that have happened. And sometimes these convos would draw in my experience from my divorce or my separation. Though it's good to talk it through with her and process some of my own revelations from past relationships, I tend to go down an emotional and memory rabbit hole afterwards and start to wonder how my ex is doing and comparing my life to his now and vice versa. And it doesn't make me feel too good. My friend also follows said ex on IG, and sometimes I would pick up certain cues on his life now through my friend's reaction. I may tend to read in between the lines too much, but I'm pretty sure he's moved on completely now with wife and kids, things I had wanted for our relationship. Should I tell her what these convos do to me, or should I keep it to myself? I really want to be there for her because she's my best friend, but I also don't want her to feel bad for talking with me about how she feels because it brings up my old baggage. Ugh. She did go to therapy during the first year after the breakup. Any advice would help.
I mean, I absolutely think you can say, I am so sorry. I'm trying to distance myself from this divorce. I know it's been 4 years, and to you, it might seem like I'm over it, but I'm actually not over it. Mm-hmm. I still have feelings. I feel some type of way about it. Mm-hmm. Happy to talk to you about some stuff, but like, just fair warning, I cannot handle all of it. And like mid-sentence, I might say, I can't handle this anymore. I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. Also, it would be nice if her friend was like, can you handle me talking about this right now? I feel like anytime I've like had something where someone else has gone through it, I'm like, do you mind talking about this? Just because it's like, you don't know what other people are going through.
Yeah. I mean, that would be ideal. But I also know that when you're in the thick of it,
mm-hmm.
it is very possible that you're not thinking about other people.
Yes.
Like, you're like, I need this. I mm-hmm. need to talk. I'm feeling rough. And from her point of view, she's looking at her friends who's been divorced for 4 years.
Yes.
So she might think her friend is fine and on the other side of it. And like, mm-hmm. let me talk to my friend who's been through this and fully processed it, even though she may not have fully mm-hmm. processed everything.
I mean, high school's only 4 years and she's a senior in this divorce and she hasn't graduated yet, you know?
Yeah, she's about to be off into the world. A full adult in the relationship world. So I think that's definitely fair to say, because it's not intuitive that your friend mm-hmm. would just know that this might be uncomfortable territory for you, especially because you guys are talking about her relationship. You don't have to bring your stuff up at all. Neither mm-hmm. of you have to bring your past relationship mm-hmm. stuff up in order to make her process her stuff. These are different relationships.
I think that's a thing people do in order to like see eye to eye with someone or sympathize. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I feel you, and like X, Y, and Z da, 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 happened to me. And it's like, maybe you just listen and you don't add anything else. Also, I will say 4 years, I think maybe if you're not in therapy, it might be good to get into therapy. I don't think 4 years is like too long, because we all mourn. Like a divorce is a death of a relationship, and we all mourn deaths differently. So I think maybe getting into therapy might help you process how you're mourning this a little bit.
Also, if you're not in therapy, because also reading this email, it's a lot about your friend, which is great. But I also wonder if like a lot of your energy is looking to helping your friend, and like, she's going through a breakup, she's going through therapy, she's doing mm-hmm. this, but also like, you do need to protect yourself and like tend to what you're going through as well. And yes, it's been a while since your divorce, and you may not still love your ex, but the fact that he may have a family and that's what you wanted, that is a rough revelation, and you probably mm-hmm. need to talk to somebody yeah. about that. And maybe not this friend. Maybe this friend is not that person, because they're not ready to help you in this area yet. A therapist could, or mm-hmm. maybe another friend who is dealing with this, whatever. But I would, because also that's some shit you got to process as well. And it's not a light, like, I get the inkling to want to like brush it off and be like, well, we're done, split. I shouldn't even be looking at his social media. I shouldn't even be worried about this. it is totally okay to feel all the feelings when you find out now this man is doing something that you have been asking for.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough. And you can be sad about that and be angry about that. You can feel all that. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to push that away because your friend is mourning her relationship.
Yeah.
You could do it in a different way. Maybe with somebody else.
Solved.
But yeah, long story short, you can tell your friend, I don't necessarily want to bring my relationship into our conversations because, yeah.
It hurts.
It doesn't feel good and I'm not fully on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully she's okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
Ooh, you bad.
I'm nasty.
You're so nasty.
Oh my God.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. Absolutely love the podcast. You truly make me tee every day. Keep up the good work. My question for both of you is, what was the point in your friendship when you knew you would be best friends? P.S. There's an episode where Nicole figures out the difference between a fertilized and unfertilized egg. It's truly my favorite episode. It reminds me of when my uncle tried to convince my aunt, not related, if you could milk a chicken. Can you? No. And then proceeded to show her a horrible yet obviously fake image of a chicken with nipples. She grew up in the city and he grew up on a farm. So he took advantage of her gullibility. And she believed him for, honestly, a good day. And we still make fun of her to this day. P.S.S. You cannot milk a chicken. Love you both. Hope to see your shows once performances are a thing again.
I mean, I would have been gullible too, because chickens have breasts.
Yeah. Okay.
And so maybe.
Yeah, maybe they have nipples. Wait a minute. So chickens got titties and no milk comes out of them titties?
No, I guess it's nippleless titties.
So chickens don't. Like, what do they feed their young? I'm like, kind of on board with you can milk a chicken. Even though we've been told that you can't. But I'm like, they have breasts. So they probably do have nipples. Mm. What do chicks eat?
What do chicks eat?
If they don't nurse from their chicken mom.
I mean, I guess they eat seeds from the farmer. But like, if they were in the wild, what would
they eat? There's no farmer giving out seeds, how do chickens feed their young?
Like worms? Bugs? Maybe.
They're pretty mobile right from the get-go. So they get fed and then they can pretty quickly start running around.
Oh.
Maybe the mom cracks an unfertilized egg and then everyone
fries it up in the hot sun and they eat their cousin that could have been. All right, come on, get your scrambled cousin. I mean, chickens have breasts. And no nipples. What else has breasts and no nipples?
Maybe fish? Does a dolphin have breasts?
Fish have breasts? Have you ever ordered a salmon breast?
No.
No.
I can't say that I have.
But next time we go to a restaurant, I want you to be like, may I please have a salmon breast?
I'll be like, just the breast, please.
What?
I don't need the thighs or
what else has breasts that we eat? So chickens have breasts, no nips. Turkeys, I guess, have breasts, no nips.
Yeah.
Cows don't have breasts. I've never ordered a cow breast.
No.
Kimmy's whole ass head has been down for this whole conversation. Yeah, there's no cow breast. But I guess you don't order, like, we don't have cow. I don't eat cow legs.
We do eat meat off of cow legs.
Yeah, but, like, nobody's ever ordering, like, a cow leg. Hey, can I have the cow legs and french fries? Like, when you order chicken, you get like the dark meat. You can have legs and breasts and wings.
Well, because they're also smaller animals. Mm. You have a whole leg of a cow. That would be huge.
That's but if you're hungry. Do ducks have breasts? So birds.
I think
ducks,
so.
Ducks have breasts. All the ducks have breasts.
All the ducks have breasts.
Chickens are no land nipples. Ducks. Or no, geese are land ducks. So chicken are, they're farm ducks.
Farm ducks.
wait, what other foods can you eat? What's meat?
What's meat? Damn,
I've been a vegan for so long. I just don't know. I've been eating like Impossible Meat. What was the question that was asked of us?
Oh, yes. When did we know we were best friends, I think?
Yeah. This moment right here where we're trying to think of animals and their breasts and can they be milked? Oh, I don't know. I mean, I've described the first time I met you and I was like, she's cool and I'd like to be her friend.
Yeah.
Maybe when we like traveled to Canada to go to those improv competitions.
Maybe.
Where it was like, oh, we travel well together. We like to do the same things when we travel. I've spent all day, every day with this person and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I do feel like it was pretty early because we had best friend necklaces pretty early into our relationship. Like a bunch of 4-year-olds.
Yeah, I remember when you presented it to me, I was like, oh boy! At like fully 25 years old.
Yeah. And I had no qualms buying it either. I wasn't like, oh, I hope she likes it. I was like, we will like this.
We will like this. We will wear this. And we wore them for, I still have mine. I wore mine for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there was ever like a day where I was like.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time thinking of like a particular moment or something.
Yeah.
I think just we had a time period where we saw each other every fucking day, almost every hour of the day. And we were like, I'm in love. And this is it.
This is it. This is my love. Honestly, my favorite moment with you was meeting your mother and your brother. And I was like nervous. And it was very much, I was like, I think this is how people feel when they meet their significant other's family. And I was like, and we're not significant others, but you were like, okay, Nicole, mom, this is Nicole. And I was like, hi.
Oh my gosh. My mom and I talked on the phone the other day and she was like, did I send you this article about how it improves daughters' health and their mental clarity if they travel with their mom? And I was like, oh, do you want to go on a trip? And she was like, yes, I think you should take me on a trip. And I was like, okay.
Your mother, Sashir, she is iconic. She goes, I want to go somewhere. Let me find some literature to support Sashir paying for me to go on a nice trip that I want to go on. And then she did it. And then she was like, I should tell her about this literature I found that supports her taking me on a trip. And then she was like, I'm going to do it. She's iconic. She's a perfect person. Where and are you taking her?
I have no idea. But she was also like, also because, of course, I was like, oh, yeah, maybe, COVID. Oh, gosh, you know. And she's like, yeah, maybe you can be you and me, or maybe you, me, and Nicole. And I was like, I mean, Nicole might like that. I have no idea.
You know I'll do it. You know for a fact. Sign me up. I've already bought the ticket. I will be there. I've packed my bags. They're at the ready.
Oh, my God. It might be fun. We actually, she's like come to visit me when I'm working, but we've never, we haven't vacationed as adults ever, I don't think. Like, not like. The sole purpose of this trip is a vacation, basically. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe it'll be awesome.
Maybe she'll love it. We should go to Puerto Vallarta. I don't think I'm saying that right. It's in Mexico. There was a bunch of gay circuit parties there. Oh. And a boat capsized.
Maybe not there.
Like the gay Titanic going down. And then a bunch of drag queens were found there and people were like shaming them. And then there was an Instagram page that popped up called Gays Against COVID, where people were taking pictures unmasked in big groups and putting it in their close friends on Instagram. And then their close friends were screenshotting it and sending it to this Instagram page. And then it got shut down. It was a whole bunch of drama. It was very fun to follow.
That's really, really funny. Yeah, snitch on your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any, and none of my friends, I don't think, have been posting like big group get-togethers. If they're doing it, they're smart and they're not posting it.
Yeah. Please just don't put it out there. It looks stupid.
Yeah.
Also, don't be dangerous.
Yeah, don't be dangerous. Don't like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just so funny that like a year ago, we were like, flatten the curve. And now it's just like, I don't know. Wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know, 2021, it's going to turn around.
It will.
I'm going to call it for March. March is going to turn around. Okay. And then guess what? March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, December are going to be the greatest months of 2021. And it's going to be wonderful. Calling it right here, right now. You heard it first, right here on Best Friends. I'm manifesting it for everybody.
What about November?
We have to have one bad month.
Oh, okay.
It's got, you can't have it all be good. One month's not going to be good.
Why November, though?
I don't know. It's my least favorite month.
We'll have to see.
So that's what it is. I'm so sorry, everybody. It's going to be November. It's not for you.
Damn. All right. Well, I think we did it.
We did do it. And if you want to do it, you can call us. You can text us. You can email us. The email is NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. You can call us and text us at 424-645-7003.
And we have merch. You can get it at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Bonus series is something we have, and it's on Stitcher Premium. So check it out. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to go to stitcher.com/premium. Did I do that right? Go to stitcher.com/premium and use the promo code FRIENDS.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
What's the hardest? We'll never know.
Yay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.